This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live, kicking off our number 3. You can join us by dialing toll-free to 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
Roger.
And Chris.
And let's go to the phones. And coming up, Roger, you've got an update on the robot brothel.
I do.
I know that it was talked about at some point within the last week or so, but you've got an update. But first, let's go to the phones where we've got Patrick calling in from Arizona. Patrick, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, I know that, first of all, guys, it's been a while. I want to wish you a good day. I know that kid, man. Every high school's got one. You know where he ends up, though?
Every,
you know where that kid... No.
Oh, man, come on, Daryl.
Excuse me. Yeah, he'd have to have a little more team effort. No, what he ends up is on the cross-country team.
Cross-country,
all right.
That's what, you know, if they can't be team players, you know, they want the coaches say that you need to build up your stamina so that if you have to run away, at least you got your stamina.
There you go.
You know, but, yeah, I remember kids like him. I mean, they always used to brag about their parents. They're very braggadocious. And they always use their father as a threat.
Yep.
You know, well, my dad's a lawyer, or my dad's a district attorney, or something like that, you know.
My dad knows the state rep.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah, you know. So it's, he probably did it to himself. It's not talent. It's about his attitude, you know.
Right.
And he can't take losses. But it's funny. I would love to see the shelf of participation trophies this kid has established.
Right.
You know,
yep.
It's funny you brought that up because, I remember a kid. His father was chief of police, and he could not make a team for anything. He ended up on cross country and, he ended up almost getting thrown off of that too because the coach wasn't too happy with his attitude. You know, he'd tell him to go, go do 10 miles today. I need you guys to do 10 miles. And the kid would complain and say, no, if you make me do that, I'll tell my dad. And, you know, it was funny. But, yeah, exactly. It's funny how you mentioned that. But that's Junior is definitely setting himself up for a hard future.
Yeah,
right.
Patrick, thank you for the call. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. So, Roger, what is going on in the city of Houston, the largest city without zoning?
Yes. So, Houston
somehow is zoning a business out of...
Apparently.
Even opening?
Well, I mean, they do have a city council, and clearly
right.
The city council is our ruler, and they can decide what's best for us, right, Daryl?
So that's what they like to think.
Right. So the Houston City Council has voted unanimously Wednesday to ban a sex robot brothel set to open soon near the Galleria area. The ordinance allows the business to sell the sex robots, but not to allow customers to use them inside the business. So you can take it home. It's a takeout service.
No tryout.
Right.
Can I just try this on? Do they have no dressing room?
So that's a good question.
All right,
I wonder if there are cameras in the dressing room.
Right.
Probably not. But this sounds like, you know, any adult-oriented business.
It does.
You can buy the thing. You can use it when you go home.
Right.
But you don't get to try it before you buy it.
No rentals either, right?
I would imagine they would not allow you to return device.
Well, that was going to be my question. What's the return policy,
exactly.
And can you rent for the weekend?
I mean, most states have a government-mandated return policy. I'm sure those return policies do not have anything in the laws about sex robots.
They probably did not anticipate this need, but I'm not saying that it's not there. A return policy,
well, it's just like
I think that's legitimate. Maybe it's manufacturers.
Our founding fathers, they didn't anticipate the Internet either, but does that mean that the First Amendment still doesn't apply?
Or universal health care.
Right.
Right?
Right.
They didn't anticipate that one either.
But Abraham Lincoln said, don't believe everything you read on the Internet.
That's true.
Yes.
That is true.
I was there when he said it, actually.
Yeah.
So anyway, the vote in Houston followed a citywide uproar after the controversial business announced plans to open the brothel on Richmond. I assume that's a street in Houston.
Yes.
It would have been the first such business, the very first to open in the U.S.
In the U.S. Right. And I know that I've heard stories about other countries. I forget which ones.
I'm guessing Japan, but go ahead.
Probably Japan, but there are other countries that do have robot brothels.
Okay.
And, you know, there are some people that seem to be happy about robot brothels because then it eliminates trafficking or the appearance of trafficking, and some politicians like to wind up defining trafficking so broadly as to say that anyone at all, whether they are being forced into it or not, is a victim of trafficking.
Right.
You just don't realize that you're a victim of trafficking, so sit here and let me badger you.
Right. Right. And you're absolutely right. I mean, this would be a way to remove a lot of prostitution, and that's what clearly the people like these city council members would want to do. They would want to lower the rates of prostitution in their city, and this is one way to do that. Nobody's being harmed. This is a completely victimless event. It's fully consensual. I mean, it's one person and one device.
Right.
So, absolutely. But going on here, it says, I know there's some people, and this is a councilman, Greg Travis, saying this, I know there's some people that will sit there and say, what does the city of Houston have to do with any of this? Yeah, no kidding.
What does the city of Houston have to do with any of this, Councilor Travis?
Right. And the answer is, he says, we're not getting into your bedroom, but don't bring it into our district. Now, my question is, what if my bedroom is in your district, Councilman?
Oh, my God.
I mean, come on. And then he says, don't bring it into our city. This is not a good business for our city. We are not Sin City.
Hold on. So how do you know it's not a good business for your city? You didn't allow it to open.
Right. Can you imagine how much tax dollars that a business like this could bring
in? Could you imagine the tourist revenue?
Right.
There's all sorts of things. I'm just reading an article from the Sun UK talking about the attempt to do one of these in Paris and how the UK actually got their first one. This is on the 14th of September 2018. That was this article. But yeah, they you know, came up with a way to do it, and they say it's fine, and they talk about how they're hyper-realistic and how people seem to be interested in this. People have married their sex robots.
Right. Well, people have married lots of things.
They have, haven't they?
So,
yeah.
So the owner of this brothel told KHOU 11 that they are analyzing the decision today, and they are talking to their attorneys, of course. The professor of law at South Texas College of Law, Houston, Matthew Festa, says it's perfectly within the city's very broad powers to regulate sexually oriented businesses.
Very broad powers.
Right.
Very broad.
Yeah, of course. The business certainly has the right to fight the ordinance, but if it passes in council, it's going to be hard to overturn. So in other words, if your rulers decide against you, it's going to be very difficult to change that ruling. That's
right,
exactly.
And that applies to anything that gets passed by a city council, by a town council, by a state legislature, yes. By Congress.
Yes.
Once it passes, it is incredibly difficult to overturn because there are so many people that will just wind up saying, well, it's the law now. We've got to get used to it.
That's where the saying, right, you can't fight City Hall comes from.
Right.
Because it is darn near impossible to do so.
People will never even try. Once it's the law, it's the law.
It's too expensive to do it. Who can afford to?
Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. Your thoughts. Welcome on this or anything that's on your mind. And, well, there's a Venezuela update that we might get to later as well. This is Free Talk Live.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block, and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy.
DINOVITE .com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies.
Grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000. DINOVITE.com.
Your property and your family are precious. Protect them with Blink. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up fast, and their batteries last up to 2 years. And Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening in your home anytime, anywhere. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. You can get 3 Blink cameras for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. Blink is an Amazon company.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. little bit more from KHOU about the robot brothel that might not actually wind up ever opening in Houston. We'll get to that in just a moment. The we in studio tonight is me, Daryl.
Roger.
And Chris.
And your property and your family are precious. Protect them with Blink. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free. They set up fast, and the batteries last up to 2 years. And the Blink live feed option lets you monitor what's happening at home anytime, anywhere from your smartphone or other mobile device. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. Alexa, check my cameras. You get 3 Blink cameras for way less than the other guys, plus get an extra 15% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. Blinkprotect.com. All one word, blinkprotect.com/FTL. Blink is an Amazon company.
Do you have any idea how many Alexas you just set off with that statement?
He tries to do that.
But
he does
I try to do that as often as possible.
Of course you do. That's great. So back to the City Council of Houston stopping this.
And really the only reason I do it is because somebody told me that one time I accidentally set their device off by saying either Google or Alexa. And so now I just intentionally try to do it to see how many people's things wind up going off. When I say, okay, Google,
right.
Robot brothels.
Echo.
You just set off mine.
Excellent.
Actually, it said I could not recognize your voice, but it recognized the term.
So in Houston, when the city council voted unanimously to stop this business from opening its doors, several Houstonians have spoken out against the business during the city council meeting that they had on Tuesday.
Of course people spoke out about it.
Pastor Vega, one of the speakers at the meeting, said, "A business like this would destroy homes, families, finances of our neighbors, and cause major community uproars in the city."
I'm sorry, but Pastor, you know that your flock is not perfect.
Right.
You know this. He knows this.
Yes.
He knows that there are people having affairs and that there are people doing deviant. It's probably not like a Catholic confessional.
Take the microprocessor out of your own eye before you put a microchip in a robot prostitute.
My question is, though, would this be considered sin to this pastor? Would it be considered adultery? Would you be cheating on your spouse?
I would look at this. I mean, to me, I look at this. First of all, I have no intention of having sex with a robot.
That's not what I heard.
Until technology improves a little bit more.
Right, okay.
Then everything's fair game.
Yeah.
But it's a moral issue.
Don't
I mean,
hate robots.
If you are, and it's a personal issue and it's a moral
but
issue.
How is
if
it
you,
a moral issue? How is it any different?
To me, no, personal morals.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not. What's different between me and the minister is that I am not trying to impose my morals on anyone else. To me, I would consider that if I were hiding a robot sex doll from my girlfriend. And, you know, wait until
that
she goes
be
to sleep.
Infidelity.
It would be. And I would feel bad about that. And I would not do that. But that doesn't mean that anyone else is not free to do that if they choose. That's the thing about liberty.
I may have an agreement with my wife that she is fine with me going to the robot sex brothel thing.
As long as she gets to go with you.
Possibly. Who knows? But that doesn't mean that, you know, that I should force my morals and force everybody to go to the robot
no,
sex
so,
brothel.
Chris, you kind of chuckled, but from what I've heard, and, like, I've not actually done research on this, but from what I've heard, a sizable chunk of clientele for actual prostitutes are married couples that want to explore different things.
Sure, absolutely.
And they want to do it in a safe environment to where they know that neither party is going to wind up getting feelings for the third person involved.
Or sexually transmitted diseases. And there's all kinds of benefits to this. You know, and again, the busybodies are going to sit there and go, human trafficking, and this is advancing the idea that prostitution's all right. All that stuff goes out the window when you're talking about an inanimate object, and you can try to spin it whatever way you want, but just realize that you're just spinning it to give yourself gratification to say, I'm right and everyone else is wrong.
Now,
and that just doesn't work.
I'm going to kind of play devil's advocate here, and I realize that whenever you're talking about various technology doing certain things and programming, at what point will AI be involved here,
right,
and will the robots be able to consent or not consent?
That's interesting, because I kind of jokingly mentioned to Roger, might have been during the break, but you know, that's the singularity I'm waiting for, when the AI inside the mind, the electronic mind, reaches the point of, you know, basically consciousness, whether it reaches the point of being able to exactly mimic a human mind. And that, to me, seems like you would have to consent. You should not enslave something that is the equivalent of your mind.
I remember watching a YouTube video. I forget where it's from, but there's a computer programmer that is working on these types of robots where he is programming consent into the robot, so that if you're abusive towards the robot, it will basically, you know, shut off and not continue an interaction.
But how do you define sentience? I mean, you have to have sentience,
right,
to be able to consent. And I'm sorry, I'm of the opinion that artificial intelligence is just that. It's artificial. It cannot have sentience. I do not believe that I can build a robot that has more that has sentience. I do not believe
that. Right,
I don't believe that either, but I also believe, well, it gets a little theological at some point, where if you've given something enough horsepower that it can begin to think, can it then build and create? And if it can learn, can it learn to duplicate itself? And at that point, then, like I said, it becomes theological and really confusing, and hopefully we won't have to deal with that.
So I'm going to turn this
years
a slightly different way. Roger, I know you like and watch the Star Wars.
Yes.
What about Star Trek?
Sometimes, yeah. I've seen all the movies and
all right,
the TV.
What about Data?
What about him? He's not a sentient being. He is programmed. He has a chip that mimics emotions and mimics things, but he is not a sentient being.
Then why'd you say him and not it, then, Roger?
Hold on.
Because he was assigned
because
gender
Data
by
Data identified as a man. What about the Robin Williams robot movie where after
Centennial Man,
like millennial something, he wound up being recognized as legally being a person?
What about C-3PO? I mean, we can go into fake stuff all day long.
Yeah.
But let's talk about reality.
A lot of times you have to look at fiction to wind up drawing parallels with, because we're talking about artificial intelligence that currently doesn't exist.
Right.
And so is the Terminator sentient?
Well, in Daryl's examples, Centennial Man with Robin Williams, I mean, that was about a technology that did get to that point of sentience. And at that point, what happened? He ends up fighting the government for the right to love who he wants to love, to marry who he wants to marry, and to have the government recognize
him. Yes, I can write sentience into a robot in my novel, but that's about it. You
right,
see it in real
right
life.
Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Oh, yeah, what about Bender Bending Rodriguez? He said he had
no idea what you're talking about.
Futurama.
Never
this
watched.
This is Free Talk Live.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
In less than 2 years of Republican leadership, America has achieved the biggest comeback in our history. True.
President Trump holding a patriotic red, white, and blue Make America Great Again rally in Minnesota.
Jobs are booming. Wages are rising, and the number of Americans working right now, today, has reached an all-time high in our history.
Judge Brett Kavanaugh one step closer to a confirmation vote as a couple of key Republicans signal they have no problem with the FBI's seventh investigation.
None of the allegations have been corroborated.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
For goodness sake, this is the United States of America. Nobody is supposed to be guilty until proven innocent.
This is USA Radio News.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea, timeshare contract guaranteed, or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare Exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call NOW.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 in studio. It's Daryl.
Roger.
And Chris.
And coming up in just a few weeks is the Texas Bitcoin Conference. It's coming up fast, October 27th and 28th in Austin, Texas. The Texas Bitcoin Conference is always a great event for networking, innovation, and entertainment. This year, speakers include Paul Snow of Factum, Bruce Fenton of Ravencoin, Professor John M. Griffin, and more. Go to TexasBitcoinConference.com right now and get your tickets, and Free Talk Live will be broadcasting from there again. So if you attend, stop by, see Ian and Mark. TexasBitcoinConference.com. Let's go to the phones where we've got Juniper calling in from New York. Juniper, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hi. So I was actually calling in regard to the whole robot discussion, the sex robots.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I was, you know, like the movie I, Robot with Will Smith?
Mm-hmm. I'm aware that that's a movie.
I
yeah,
actual
so,
book. Yeah. I think Roger and I
yeah,
are familiar
well,
with
I mean,
that. Go
our
ahead.
Our technology could be like that one day, though. Like, you know, the robots, just the way they function and all. But I really just want to talk about, like, the whole consent thing. Like, what if the roles were reversed and they had to get consent from us? Like, what if robots started raping people? Like,
Humans are clearly sentient, and humans have the ability to consent. So what you're talking about would be considered rape, I guess. Just like as if a lawnmower decided to accidentally run over me, I guess I would have been murdered by a lawnmower. I guess a robot doesn't have to be sentient to accidentally do that.
Bad,
I don't know.
Right, that could be bad programming.
There are, and Jennifer, thank you for the call. There are reports of dolphins having raped.
I've heard of this.
And, you know, that, I guess, brings up the question of, are dolphins sentient and sapient?
I mean, I think that they're
probably... And I realize that there's a difference between the two, and I forget the minutia between them.
I think that if you're going to talk about an animal other than humans on this planet, they are probably the closest to sentience. If they are not true, I don't know. I don't know how we would decide at this point.
Right, and I know that some people draw the line, and again, I forget if it's sentient or sapient, is sapient the one where they recognize themselves?
I don't know.
Sapience is the ability to think and to reason, where sentient is usually describing the ability to recognize that you are
right.
Alive.
So we know that dolphins and
most animals are in some way sentient. But not all animals are certainly sapient.
Right. So we do know that dolphins can recognize themselves in mirrors. There are certain other animals that we know can recognize themselves. And then there are ones that they recognize something is in the mirror, but we don't know if they realize that it's themselves or not.
Well, thinking and reasoning to me just means problem solving, too. So,
and lots of animals
octopus
have shown an ability to do that.
Octopus are probably one of the most intelligent creatures.
And I love the theory. I mean, do you guys, we never covered it on the show, but that octopus, there's a couple researchers that have determined that there's a strong likelihood that octopi are from another world.
Oh, and the claim is there's not a lot of fossil evidence.
Well,
skeletal animals.
No.
They're not going to leave fossil evidence.
And the real argument was that they are so completely different from any other life form on this planet.
Except for squids and several other sea creatures that also don't have skeletons.
Right, but the difference is they listed grew much more than that. I'll bring in the story, Daryl.
She
just like to shoot stuff down from the hip sometimes.
Well, I've heard
sounds ridiculous.
I've heard other podcasts go into details on that.
Right.
And it's absolutely ridiculous. Let's try going to
his mind's made up.
The Discord call-in line where hopefully Otis is there. Otis, are you there in the Discord call-in line?
Listen, I'm always prepared. I'm always ready. I'm not your average call.
You're breaking up there, Otis.
Can you hear me, sir? Sir, can you hear me okay?
I can barely hear you now.
Slow down.
Slow down.
And
take a deep breath.
And
what's on your mind?
Can you hear me okay now?
What is on your mind, Otis?
Well, I just wanted to talk about the Dolphins, but I actually also wanted to talk about the New York Yankees, the big win out there. I'm sure you guys have followed it. They beat the other team for an incredible, incredible championship of the wild card. So, I mean, have you guys been following that? I mean, what's going on?
I don't follow baseball. I know that the Cubs had a game a couple nights ago. I don't know if they won.
I just know that they had a game.
Okay, you're being very disrespectful. Very disrespectful of the great New York Yankees, the best baseball team of all time, sir.
All time.
You need to show more respect to the New York Yankees.
So what happened?
Trust me on that.
Did they win the game? Who did they beat?
Okay, let me tell you.
What
Aaron
was the score?
Judge, this guy is a massive guy. First inning, hits a bomb, two-run home run to start off the game. Absolutely incredible.
Otis.
The Yankees end up winning 7-2.
7-2?
Unbelievable.
This guy needs to be a commentator.
Otis, who were they playing?
They were playing, okay, Billy Beane, the Moneyball team. Okay,
wow.
That's who they were playing.
That's
unbelievable.
Nothing. Otis, thank you for that
the
call.
World?
Either you guys ever watch Brockmire?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay, it's a TV show.
Must be.
But that guy should be a character on Brock.
Well, I mean, he could have been a commentator at a ball game. He actually did a pretty good job. I'll give him that.
Let's go to Penguin 2.0. Penguin 2.0, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Oh, man, yeah. I was just eating dinner, man. I was just listening to Otis's call, man.
How are the Yankees doing there, Penguin?
I guess pretty good. Greatest of all time. Yeah, but I wanted to call about mainly. I decided what I want to call about when I was listening in the first hour with Excuse me. See, I told you I was just eating dinner and everything. I didn't know you were going to give me all so fast.
No, well, you didn't have to call while you were eating dinner. You could have called after. Well, go ahead.
I always listen when I'm running out of time here. Basically, you know, I like to listen. I like to read up and discuss and learn more about, you know, anarchist philosophy and economics and of a stateless society and stuff like that. And really, really trying to delve into it because, you know, we could very well in a position where the state violently collapses. Not the overflow, but the collapse of the state would be, if not, even if fragile, it would be violent. There would be collateral damage. It'd be difficult. It's good to discuss these things because we do believe that the state is, you know, basically an outdated institution. Mm-hmm. But, you know, really what you were talking about in the first hour really speaks to me, and that's like, that's the idea of if the state was to completely peacefully transform, what would you want to transform it into? And, I mean, you know, what would be a one or, you know, a few steps away from what we have now? And that's really that kind of decentralized, you could say panarchy or panarchism, you know, the idea that, which is how things should be. The different areas, different regions, different states, for example, could exist and coexist and have some kind, you know, have a trade union, have some sort of union, but where people can live around their own, you know, kind,
excuse me,
have less common rules, have, you know, make, decide for themselves their tax structure and their all of their laws that go into our everyday lives, like our family, our bedroom, our kitchen. Like the idea that 350 or more people should be bound by a common set of laws on these things just seems absolutely, I know we're kind of homogenizing.
Right.
But, I mean, I would like to see that to be reversed.
So that's where the conversation definitely went into. It went into the sort of geographical differences, but I was more intrigued by the discussion of ignoring geographical divisions and just saying there are several layers of organization that you may choose to take part in or none.
Right, and there are a lot of historical examples, and Penguin, thank you for
the call.
Lots of historical examples of polycentric civilizations. Polycentric meaning many centers, to where geography and government are not directly tied together.
Right.
Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live. Your calls and thoughts welcome about whatever is on your mind.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up two bottles of Lick-O-Chops, get the third bottle free. New improved Lick-O-Chops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try Lick-O-Chops. Buy 2, get 1 free. This is Henry Lukasevic for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card size tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at cryptotip.org. That's cryptotip.org.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home values. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Diamond Gusset's got it, others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it, others don't.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Possibly time for you and your thoughts if you call in now to 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
Roger.
And Chris.
And coming up in 1 month from today, I will be running the New York City Marathon as a member of Team Innocence Project. And so far, 2018 has been a banner year for the Innocence Project. Since January, 9 of their clients have walked free. These are innocent people who combined to serve more than 200 years in prison for crimes they did not commit. And because of the work of the Innocence Project and all of the efforts that have been put in by the other member organizations in the Innocence Network, the risk of being wrongfully convicted has been greatly reduced for millions of people. October 2nd was International Wrongful Conviction Day. It's a day that is designed to draw attention to countless innocent men and women who remain behind bars and the need to reform our broken criminal justice system. At any given time, the Innocence Project represents 200 clients who need their help to prove their innocence. This year, the Innocence Project helped pass a first-in-the-nation prosecutorial oversight law in New York, and they also got eyewitness identification reforms passed in New Hampshire and Louisiana, and they can do more with your help. And you can help by going to run.freetalklive.com. All of the money raised through run.freetalklive.com goes directly to the Innocence Project. I've already met the goal for running the marathon and being on Team Innocence Project, but I personally want to raise $5,000. I'm at over $4,500 right now. Everything helps. Run.freetalklive.com. Let's go back to the phones. We've got Big Loaf calling in from North Carolina. Big Loaf, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, good evening, gentlemen. And Roger, I'd just like to say specifically to you, thank you for your courage and all the great podcast material you're putting out there. You know, look forward to that, you know, every fortnight doing what you do to people in the neck. It's awesome to hear someone that's
unapologetically anarchist, right? So you keep on keeping it real and doing what you do, especially since I just happened to be flipping across YouTube and saw this Chris Spangle guy, right? Do you know who he is?
Yeah, he's a good friend of mine out of Indiana. He runs the We Are Libertarians podcast.
Yeah, what's up with this status American flag on his wall, right? I mean, what's this guy doing?
Well, you know, Chris loves to troll. He is a very big troll and a meme warrior and all of that sort of thing.
He's a libertarian.
He's a libertarian. And he's more libertarian than most, but I would not go so far as to say that he is a, you know, a pure voluntarist libertarian by any means, but Chris is a good guy.
Right. Well, I think he's given his co-host drugs because they just look totally zoned out, and he's given a diatribe about his life. And I'm watching this, and I was like, you know, Roger Paxson's on Free Talk Live. They call, thank him for his courage, remind everybody to donate to him, and amp.freetalklive for Free Talk Live. And, yeah, just keep on doing what you do.
Big love. Thank you for the call. And since he mentioned... You do have a podcast.
I have a few, yeah.
You actually have a podcast network.
I do. It's Pax Libertas Productions, PaxLibertas.com, and we've got 7 podcasts right now. The flagship one, my main podcast, is The Lava Flow, and Lava stands for Libertarian, Anarcho-Capitalist, Voluntarist, and Agorist. And I do a half an hour per week show, basically just talking about current events, but not the current events that you hear on the news. I'm not going to talk about Kavanaugh.
Right.
I'm going to talk about encroachments by our government and where they're really hurting us left and right and hurting the little people. I'm not talking about these big deals that everybody else talks about.
Right. And I've been a longtime listener, supporter mm-hmm. of your show, and you actually had to make a change recently where you used to start the show with... Today is, you would give the date that you were recording,
right.
And this many people have been killed by police,
right.
And the website that you were getting statistics from, and we mentioned it on Free Talk Live, but the website has shut down. Killedbypolice.net has shut down.
Yeah.
Well, the website is still there.
It is, but they stopped
aggregating information. So what are you doing?
Well, Washington Post has an aggregator as well, and it's not nearly as accurate as the Killed by Police guy, and it's quite a bit lower of a number, so I'm using that for now. I'm hoping that we can get the Killed by Police guy to do it again. I mean, basically, he did it for 5 years almost for free. I mean, he got some donations, but I'm hoping that, he'll eventually pick that back up.
Yeah, and, I'm surprised that he never went to Patreon with that. And, it's one of those things of maybe Patreon would say, we don't like this because reasons and not... allow the guy to raise through there.
Yeah, over the couple of years I used him, I probably sent him, $100 or $200 by PayPal because he had a PayPal link
up.
And, hey, I want to support people when they're doing good work. And this guy did great work.
Yeah.
If anybody wants to, go to killbypolice.net, give him a little bit of PayPal money, maybe he'll start it back up.
Hopefully he will. And, maybe if you want to help aggregate the information, if he could crowdsource this a little bit more instead of just one guy... I'm guessing it was just one guy doing all the work.
Yes.
That's what it sounded like. Killedbypolice.net and also PaxLibertasProductions.com. PaxLibertas.com. Let's go back to the phones. We've got Joe calling in from Iowa. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
How you doing, guys?
Doing well. You're on the radio. What's on your mind?
All right. Well, I wanted to ask, because you're having this discussion about the way to govern and things like that, and I have a libertarian friend of mine that I talk to quite frequently, and he couldn't answer this question, so I thought maybe you guys could. Is there currently, in practice, a libertarian government somewhere in the world, or has it been tried previously?
There is no such thing as a libertarian government. Those two things are antithetical to each other. Those two things are antithetical to each other.
Yeah. The problem we'd have would be the word govern. Ideally, libertarianism is about self-governance. So
more or less an anarchist type. There's no central type of government. Nobody basically regulating anything.
Right. Or, and here's where we get into kind of interesting discussions, I think, is when you talk about voluntary communities and whether they could choose, whether I as a libertarian could choose to live in a society that has its own rulers or its own rules. and things like that? What if it afforded me a much freer world than the world I live in? And maybe they do supply some services, you know? Maybe I'm okay with that.
Well, and sure, you would have, but the issue, the difference is government requires force. And that's where you're talking about, you know, there's no such thing, in my opinion, as a voluntary government. I think you would have to have a different name for it, some sort of incorporation or something like that.
Right.
But I don't think that you can legitimately call it government unless force is there.
But if I voluntarily joined, if I said, yes, I'll pay your taxes, I think it's a good deal.
But that's not government anymore because they're not using force. It may be some sort of a governing body, but it's not government.
What if I joined and they say, now that you're in, you must continue?
That's certainly not libertarian.
And there are examples throughout history of stateless societies.
9,000 years of Ireland, for example.
Right, yeah. Ireland for a really long time. A lot of what is now the Arabian Peninsula for a really long time was stateless. And what would probably now be described as polycentric, to where you would have Jews, Muslims, Christians, and pagans living in the same towns next to one another, but they all operated under different governmental structures. But as far as currently existing, probably the closest thing would be Liberland.
Well, but it doesn't really exist.
It's not internationally recognized, and every time anybody's tried to go to the piece of land, they've been arrested by the Croatian government for violating something, even though Croatia acknowledges we don't actually own this piece of land.
It exists on paper, and that's it.
So go ahead, Paul.
Wouldn't the U.S. really be, at this time, wouldn't it really be by the consent of the governed, because we recognize that there is a majority between the two major parties, and the majority of people identify with those parties and vote with those parties? Isn't that kind of consent by that?
If that's the case, then, Joe, then I withdraw my consent. What do you think the government's going to do to me if I withdraw my consent and I say that I refuse to pay taxes, I refuse to follow your laws? Do you think that that's going to go over well with our government?
I'm still waiting for my form. I'm still waiting for the consent
form. Our system, there has to be a majority of people that will agree to a certain set of rules for everybody, because otherwise that's exactly what you have with the anarchy. If everybody
I'm okay with anarchy.
Play by the same rules.
The problem, Joe, and thank you for the call, the problem that you brought up with when it's majority rule is you then infringe on the rights of the minority. And I wish we had more time to continue this discussion, but we're out of time for tonight. But we'll be back tomorrow, as we are every night of the week. This is Free Talk Live.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay, and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.